First case, please.
First application tonight is 11,704. The James P. McRory Family Trust seeks variances to reduce the side and front yard setbacks. Sections 115-25C and 115-183C of the Sussex County zoning ordinance. The property is located on the south side of Spruce Court, approximately 213 feet west of Sycamore Drive. The 911 address is 32860 Spruce Court in Lewis. The zoning district is AR1. The tax map is District 234, map 11.20, parcel 94. Specifically, they're asking for a 4.4-foot variance from the house for the front, a 2.3-foot variance for the side for the house, and a 5.5-foot variance for the porch. We received no letters in support, no letters in opposition, and received two mail returns. Thank you.
All right, thank you. Okay.
Good evening, Mr. Chairman, members of the board. For the record, my name is Shannon Carmine Burton. I'm an attorney with the law firm of Sergovic, Carmine & Weidman. I represent the applicant, Romalda McRory. She is the co-trustee of the James P. McRory Family Trust, who's applied for the variances that we're seeking tonight. Also in attendance on behalf of this application is Mr. David Plivich, a realtor with Berkshire Hathaway Home Services Gallo Realty. Unfortunately, Ms. McRory is elderly and resides in Frederick, Maryland, and is unable to attend the hearing this evening. As a result, I do have an executed affidavit setting forth her testimony in support of the application and authorizing me to appear on her behalf. The affidavit does include three exhibits, as well, which include a copy of the building permit from 1972, copy of the survey, as well as photographs of the encroachments. At this point in time, with your permission, I'd like to submit the affidavit into the record.
Yes, please.
The affidavit supports the following facts. Ms. McRory and her husband, James P. McRory, purchased this property on July 31st of 1968. Around August 3rd of 1972, they applied for a building permit with the county in order to construct the improvements that are the subject of this variance application this evening. There is a copy of that building permit application attached as Exhibit 1 to the affidavit. You can see the application shows that the setbacks back in 1972 were 25 feet for the front yard versus the 30 feet that's the setback today, and then 15 for the side yard and the rear yard setbacks as opposed to the 10. So things have definitely changed since 1972. But in 1996, Ms. McRory and her husband conveyed the property to their family trust. That's the James P. McRory Family Trust. Unfortunately, Ms. McRory's husband departed this life in 2008. And although the trust provided that upon her husband's death, the property would pass to Ms. McRory individually, she decided to disclaim any interest in the property. Therefore, title to the property passed to the James P. McRory Non-Marital Deduction Trust under the James P. McRory Family Trust. It's a little confusing, but the property was titled in the name of the trust. As co-trustee, Ms. McRory entered into a contract to sell the property to Douglas and Lynn Watts. They're the current owners of the property. Prior to closing on the sale of the property, the Watts did engage Cotton Engineering in order to prepare a boundary survey of the property. The survey dated September 8th, 2015 is attached to the affidavit as Exhibit 2. And it was that point in time that it was revealed that the existing dwelling encroached into the side yard setback and the side porch encroached as well. It does show an encroachment based on the existing setbacks for the front of the dwelling as well, but we were told that it wasn't necessary for a variance for the front yard because the setback in 1972 was 25 feet. So that's why it's not included in the affidavit. The improvements that are the subject of this application were constructed in 1972, and they remain in the same location. No other modifications have been made to this structure. And prior to the receipt of the survey, the affidavit provides that Ms. McRory was unaware that the improvements that give rise to this application encroached into the setbacks. Of course, upon learning of the encroachments, she promptly filed for the variance, which is the reason we're here tonight, so that she can bring this property into compliance with the county zoning code. If you look at the survey, the property is unique. It's long, narrow, and it's in a regular shaped lot. It's located in the Angola by the Bay subdivision. The exceptional practical difficulty is due to the uniqueness of this property. There's no possibility that the property can be developed in strict conformity with the zoning code at this point in time, as it would be necessary to remove a portion of the dwelling and porch, which again have been in their current location since 1972. As a result, the variances are necessary to enable the reasonable use of the property. Ms. McRory did not create the exceptional practical difficulty, nor did the current owners, the Watts. Again, it was Ms. McRory's belief until receipt of the Cotton survey that all improvements were constructed in compliance with the applicable laws in 1972. The variances will not alter the essential character of the neighborhood, nor substantially or permanently impair the appropriate use or development of adjacent property, nor will it be detrimental to the public welfare. Again, these improvements have been in existence for a long time, since 1972, and Ms. McRory states in her affidavit that she never received any complaints as a result of the location of the improvements. Exhibit 3 includes two photos specifically of the improvements. They're not the best photographs, but it gives you a little idea as to what we're talking about. The variances sought are sufficient to bring the existing improvements into compliance with the zoning code. We're not seeking anything more than that. Thus, it's my opinion that the variances do represent the minimum variances that will afford relief and represent the least modification possible of the regulations in issue. Based on Ms. McRory's sworn affidavit and the presentation this evening, I do request that you approve the variances as requested. Of course, I am available for any questions that you may have, and Mr. Plivlich is available as well to the extent that he can offer any information to the board.
Okay, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Okay, I'm going to start with questions from members of the board. I'll start here to my right, Mr. Ricker. Do you have any questions?
Hello, how are you tonight?
I'm wonderful. How are
Good.
You?
So the 7.7 tenths of a foot that you're looking for was issued a CO by the county, is that correct?
We weren't able to find anything in the records. The building application that we've provided was actually a record maintained by my client. The county didn't even have a copy of it.
They didn't have a copy.
Unfortunately, it's from the early 70s.
So you don't. Well,
you say that like
business.
That was well long before your time.
Actually, well, 72. It was before my time.
But we were in like business. A long time we were in business at that time, so we don't have anything on that, Ms. Secretary. We have
I'm not aware of us having a CO.
Okay. The porch. I see the picture here. It's not attached to the house. Is that 56 tenths of a foot? Is that just to bring it in line or?
It would bring everything in compliance with the current
into compliance with the 5-foot setback.
Is correct.
With an unattached.
For us, we'd be looking at the 10-foot for the side yard or for the total side yard.
Total side yard.
Correct.
Okay, you're looking at the total, although it's not attached.
Correct. Okay. It's the steps have to be somehow attached. That 5-foot wouldn't apply to the steps.
Okay.
Oh, we were told that it did, which is why it was applied for just the 0.56.
Okay. I'm looking at the at your exhibit here, and it doesn't look like it's attached to the house at all. So that was my question. And the 25-foot now is you're looking for the 4 tenths of a foot because we have a 30-foot setback now and you're trying to bring it into
if it's necessary, yes. And I know that Ms. Cornwell did. But it wasn't on the original application because we were advised that it wasn't necessary in light of the building permit application that we were able to produce.
Right.
But yes, I would like to bring everything into compliance, of course.
Okay.
That's our goal tonight.
Fine. So you're with these three, let's see, 1, 2, 3,
well, Mr.
2.3 tenths of a foot, right?
The only two that we're looking at are the two on the side.
Not the front?
Not
no.
The front as it was.
Well, we have to, okay.
The front has not, we have not advertised for the front. We've only advertised for the side. And the front, as I believe Ms. Burton has explained, the setback at the time it was built was 25 feet, which was why there's no need for a variance for the front yard.
Well, that's true, but I just asked her if you were trying to pull it into the 30-foot rear.
We did not apply for the variance, yes. Mr. Lank advised that it wasn't necessary because of the building permit application and the setbacks at that time in 1972.
So that's fine then, because I see here it's your fee has been waived, and I thought that was the reason. Am I correct? That's the reason, because it was 25 feet at that time?
I was advised that the fee was waived because the improvement was constructed in 1972, and the county had no record of really anything other than the building permit application that our client had on file.
So we're looking at
the two side yard setbacks.
The two side yard setbacks. Advice from counsel. Okay.
Yep.
So we'll disregard that. I have no other questions.
Okay. Thank you. Mr. Workman?
No questions.
Okay. Mr. Hudson?
No questions, no.
Mr. Miller?
So in 43 years, this hasn't presented a problem?
No. And it is in Angola by the Bay, so I feel like I'm in front of you all the time for properties in that subdivision.
Okay. I don't have any other questions.
Yeah, you answered my three questions when you answered the Bud, so I thank you for that.
There's three.
Gary, for the questions.
Yeah, I've just got a couple. I take it the neighbors have not complained. There's been no issues of that you're aware of.
Ms. McRory advised in the affidavit that she never received any complaints, and she's owned the property since 1968.
Okay. And I take it there's no, is there a septic on the property? I don't know if your witness would know that.
It's currently
if you
now.
If you would, you just sworn in.
I'm sorry.
We'll need you to swear in if you're going to testify. You'll need to step up here.
You have to be sworn in. Mr. Sharp will swear you in.
To my knowledge, there's no
county address for the
record. David Lopez, 825 Savannah Road, Lewis, Delaware.
He's spelled your last name for you.
PLIVICH.
And do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing
but 68?
I did.
Thank you.
Okay.
It's county sewer?
Yes, county sewer.
No,
that's indicated in the contract.
Yeah. Okay.
And have you had any experience with people in the neighborhood there?
I'm representing Cindy Baker, who is the actual listing agent of the property and who actually sold the property.
Mm-hmm.
I've had no experience there with any issues with any of the homeowners within the development.
Okay. So you've not heard any?
I've not heard any complaints, no.
Okay. Question for Ms. Cornwell. We're looking 2.3 from the side for the house and 0.56 for the front porch from the side?
It would be, well, it's a side porch, and since it is detached, it is just 0.56 because it is 4.5 feet away or less than 4.5 feet away from the side yard setback.
Okay. I just want to make sure I was clear on that. Thank you.
Is that what's in this picture?
Yeah.
The steps? So it's not a porch, it's just steps.
There's steps with a landing.
Yeah, that's what got me messed up. Yeah, okay.
Yeah, and it does look like there's a little gap.
The survey looks like there's a little bit more to it, but it's just steps.
The reason I called the attention to the porch.
There's a nice landing and then several steps, but.
Okay. All right. I don't think I have any other questions at this time, Mr. Chairman.
All right. Thank you. Hearing no further questions, are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair, hearing none, I'll entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I'd like to make a motion. We approve case number 11704. For the following reasons, the applicant certainly has addressed the criteria for a variance and gone through the uniqueness, which it is. It is a very, in the back, you can see it's 45 feet, and then when you go up the front, it's somewhere around 80, I believe, feet in the front. And the two sides come down to 113 and 100, so that makes it pretty unique. It can't be developed. Variance is necessary to enable reasonable use of the property. The unnecessary hardship hasn't been created by the applicant. The property was acquired in 1968, and at that time, the applicant was under the impression that they had the setback set in the front at 25 feet instead of the 30 feet. That's one of the questions was answered there, and I believe the director of planning and zoning took that in consideration when he gave a waiver to the $400 fee. Will not substantially, it's been noted that it will not substantially alter the essential character of the neighborhood. And this is a minimum variance that's required for relief.
Okay, I have a second to that motion.
Second.
I have a motion by Mr. Rickert and a second by Mr. Workman that we approve case number 11,704. All those in favor of the motion, Mr. Mills?
Aye, for the reasons stated.
Mr. Hutchman?
Aye, for those reasons stated.
Again, Mr. Rickert?
Aye, for my reasons stated.
Mr. Workman?
Aye, for the reasons stated.
And I, Mr. Callaway, for the previous reasons have been stated. So by a vote of 5-0, case number 11,704 is approved.